What is going on, gentlemen and ladies, if you're listening? Welcome to another episode here at the Masculine Health Solutions Podcast, where today I was joined by Cavill Helm, right? And we talked all things Tinder, something that is completely foreign to me because, well, I don't date anymore. And it's something that I have absolutely no clue about. However, I do know that there's a lot of guys that are looking to find their significant others, you know, using mediums such as Tinder, Bumble, and all that good stuff. So I thought it was really interesting in a conversation that, well, kind of answered a whole bunch of questions I didn't realize I had. You know, they just kind of pop up. I thought it was just for hookups, but, you know, there's obviously more to it than that. And Cavill shed a lot of light on how guys can really get the most out of using this app and how to do it properly, right? Because I have seen a lot of memes about dudes with fishes and all this kind of odd behavior that I didn't know, that I really didn't know about, but, you know, it comes across as kind of being dumb. So she laid a whole lot of light on a whole bunch of things that guys should not be doing. So let's jump into the conversation I had with Cavill Helm on this topic. But before we do, just a couple of announcements. Be sure to check out Gel to Grow. You know, all that good gelking goodness that you need. The balm you need in your life. Because, hey, if you're going to gel, make sure you do it right. And if you're looking for personal training, online training, man, you're ready to lose that fat, get rid of that jiggle, get in good shape so you can look better in your Tinder pictures, because let's keep it real. You want to look as good as you possibly can in these pictures too, right? So you want to make sure you get at me. Get at me at conradgr88@gmail.com. Send me an email. We'll get started. All right? Those are all the announcements I got. So let's jump into the conversation I had with Cavill Helm on how to really get the most out of Tinder. And by the way, she is the author of A Man's Guide to Tinder as Written by a Woman, a quick and easy guide to making a great profile, right? So she drops a whole lot of knowledge on what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. All right, let's jump on in. Before we get started, one more thing. If you want to get any PE gear, be sure to check out TotalManShop.com. That is TotalManShop.com. And use the promo code MHS2020. Promo code is MHS2020. And get 12% off. Be sure to check out their wide variety of all kinds of good quality PE equipment. Alright? And that's promo code MHS2020 for 12% off. And the website, once again, is TotalManShop.com. What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode here at the Masculine Health Solutions Podcast, where I am joined by Cavill Helm. She is the author to A Man's Guide to Tinder as Written by a Woman, a quick and easy guide to making a great profile. Cavill, how are you today?
Good to meet you. Good to be here.
And like I was telling you before, a little bit off air, me, I'm kind of lost because I haven't dated in years. But tell us more about what got you into the subject and what made you kind of want to start down this, going down this rabbit hole and getting you to where you are today.
So for me, I work remotely. And I think with the pandemic, a lot more people are working remotely these days, which means we're not necessarily going out and meeting people as much in the real world. But I personally have spent a lot of time on dating apps and pretty much got tired of seeing all the things that I didn't want. I got tired of seeing photos where you can't really tell what someone looks like, got tired of maybe thinking someone wanted more, and then it turned out they just wanted something casual. So basically every problem that I've personally encountered as a woman, I have come up with, okay, if you're serious about just using Tinder, what, no matter what you're using it for, you can follow the framework that I've given you, follow the directions, and I guarantee that if you follow these steps, you'll be doing better than 90% of the competition out there. Because really, there's a lot of really nice guys, but you wouldn't know it by their profile because maybe it's completely blank, or maybe they're wearing sunglasses and you can't tell what they look like, or maybe they want more, but they're giving the wrong impression through their photos. So it's basically just a way to kind of help you carve out what you're looking for and be really honest with your approach. I'm very open and liberal about sex and relationships. I think that if you want a casual relationship, you should just be able to come out casually and say it, but be polite about it. I think some men maybe believe that you have to string a woman on and maybe convince her that you want to be her boyfriend. But I think men would have the most luck just being like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm looking for. Take it or leave it. So the book, I would say, is about an hour long read. And you can take a few hours or a few days, work over the course of a week to kind of tackle everything that's in it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll be having a new and improved profile, so you'll have better success with matches. So I take you all the way from ground zero, so assuming you have absolutely nothing in your profile, to crafting what I think to be the best sort of five core profile photos that one should have in your profile, to putting things in your bio, how the algorithm works for Tinder, so how words that you put in your profile can then work with Tinder's backend technology to kind of increase matching with people that you have things in common with based on the words that you choose and use, and then taking you into introductory messages, ideas for what to write for an intro message, what to put in your bio, and then leading up all the way to the first date and first date suggestions, which really, I don't think a first date should be a first date. I think it should be a meet and greet, because a lot of times people put dishonest pictures in their profile. Maybe they look a little older, they're a little bigger, they're a little balder, they're not who they say they are. And so the first meeting should just be figuring out that, you're the same person that I have matched with online. And then from there, it's up to you.
Gotcha. What would be, because as soon as you said that, the first thing that I always think about is like people that talk about getting catfished, right?
It's definitely, it's happened to me more than once with just like people using models' photos.
Although
I once got identity catfished, a guy pretended to have an entirely different job and career. And this went on for a number of months before I figured out that he was entirely, like, he looked the same, but he wasn't who he said he was as far as his career and all of that.
Wow. But what was,
it's rough.
I want to get your perspective on this. And from a woman's perspective, what is the worst thing a guy can do on his Tinder profile? Like, what's the lie that's just like, bro, this right here, this is the worst thing you could do. What is that?
I would say sunglasses and baseball caps in your photo, because you're basically saying you don't want people to know what you look like. It makes the impression that you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking your tongue out. No one needs to see that. There's so many other people in your photo, babies in the photo, even if they're yours, children in the photo, not good. Being with another woman in the photo, even if it's your sister or your cousin, celebrities in photos. I would say sunglasses, baseball caps, sticking the tongue out, and trying to use sarcastic humor in your profile, because more often than not, it comes off as negative. Humor does not translate well. You just got to keep it positive. And then jokes. I think a lot of times guys think maybe sarcastic jokes are funny for opening messages. But again, it just comes off as negative or as having dating burnout, like you have baggage. And it never wears well, because we can't hear the tone. We can't hear the inflection. So there's no way to know if you're trying to be maybe a little bit hurtful or you're trying to be funny. It can go 95% of the time, at least, humor goes very wrong with people who are essentially strangers. So I would say those are my top. It's really hard to limit it to just one thing, but sunglasses, I would say, would be number one. Yeah. Maybe shirts off. I don't need to see you with your shirt off, even if you have a body like Thor. I mean, unless you're just there to have casual sex exclusively, I would say maybe then, maybe, but otherwise, yeah, I don't need to see you with your shirt off. I don't need to see you hiking. A lot of guys post photos where literally it'll be like them hiking on a mountain, but they're so small in the photo that I can't even identify that it's you.
Like,
are you gonna show up to your date to go hiking on a first date? Like, most women don't feel safe going hiking somewhere isolated on a first date. So probably not. Like, are you going to show up to your date with a surfboard and a wetsuit? Are you bringing a baby to the date? Probably not. So we just want to see you. We want to see what you look like. We want to see good lighting. We want to see your facial features. Think, you know, high school photo that's a little more casual, like a senior photo or a graduation photo. Just to see what you look like. And it's simple. It's simple.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Because the way I kind of see people, I mean, I once heard the term, I forgot who it was, is like, hey, man, if you drive around a Ferrari, you're just renting out the coolness of the Ferrari. And as soon as you step out, you're just left with you. And I think what women want to see is the essence of the man. Like, who is the man on his own as a standalone? I don't want to see your babies. I don't want to see your kids. I don't want to see your best friends. Like, yes, I just want to see you for who you are, right?
That's exactly it. And you have to consider the fact that the app is very instant driven. So it's kind of like if you were in a crowded bar and you notice someone in a crowd, like how long did it take? In a split second, you're going to know right away whether that person is your type when you get close enough to see them and look at their body type, look at their energy. And so just being able to clearly see someone in the first profile, like if a guy, just for my personal preference, I would say that most women do this, but if a guy is wearing sunglasses in his main photo, I just swipe left no matter what on the basis of principle, because I figure if you don't want me to know what you look like, odds are maybe you're already in a relationship, have a girlfriend, you're trying to hide from your coworkers from seeing you on the app. So you have to come as you are, be honest, be forthright. You know, you wouldn't show up to a job interview shirtless and with sunglasses on. You wouldn't show up to a job interview with your tongue sticking out, holding a beer, being wasted with your friends. And while it's not a job interview, a relationship is work, and you want to make a good first impression. And first impressions literally on Tinder take under a second. So you have under a second to win someone over. So you might as well put your best foot forward to give yourself the maximum number of opportunities. And at the end of the day, you know, a lot of us have different hobbies and different lifestyles, but you don't necessarily need to be with somebody who's exactly like you. Somebody, if you have a similar schedule that aligns, you want to make the time for each other. Somebody can have a completely different lifestyle. You might have a similar sense of humor. You like the same foods. You like to watch good movies. You know, the activities that people do in relationships are pretty similar across the board. I mean, some people like to travel more than others, but at the end of the day, putting your best foot forward so you can just enjoy someone's company. You know, I don't necessarily care if someone's outdoorsy. So if I see a bunch of photos of them hiking or whatever, it doesn't really matter. But if they might enjoy going out to dinner and sharing time together, that's what matters. So you're giving them the version of you that they would be with you when they're with you. And so, gotcha.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Cause it's almost like you want to vet the person for who they are, or what they look like. It's kind of like the way I kind of see it from what you're explaining to me, it's almost like first impressions. As soon as I meet somebody, it's kind of like that snap judgment that they say goes down in about 5 seconds of you meeting this person, right? So whether you like it or not, subconsciously, your brain is taking all the information of you seeing this person. And now you've kind of made a snap judgment, whether it's right or wrong. Hey, you know, you'll know over time. However, it's almost like you said, I'm not going hiking. I'm not going to a job interview. It's like, I'm just presenting myself. And it seems like a lot of guys just missing the mark. Like, oh, this is me fishing, or this is me doing XYZ.
Yeah, the fish. I would say that was the big motivating factor of writing the book. I was like, I am so tired of seeing guys holding fish and with exotic animals and standing with celebrities. Or the worst is when they're standing with a bunch of guys or maybe two men in the photo, and the guy that they're with is more attractive than they are. So why would you have your first photo be standing with somebody who's hotter than you? Like that does not do you any favors. It does not. So, and how many days, like, are you going to be bringing, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger with you to your date? Are you going to be bringing your favorite TV celebrity to your date, or a private jet, or a luxury car? Like,
yeah,
like it's not every day. So you want to show yourself like, this is me in a nice outfit, what I might wear to a first date. This is, you know, even if you just wear a t-shirt and jeans, like, yeah, maybe you might dress it up a little. You know, it's important to look nice. Make sure your clothes aren't wrinkled. Make sure that you have maybe a fresh haircut. Your beard is well groomed. Mm-hmm. All of these things. And good lighting in a photo is very important. So I talk about all of that and how to, you know, do your best with either taking selfies on your own or having someone help you.
Yeah,
it's not hard. I would say maybe guys, as a rule, are a little more not as skilled with selfies as women are. Social media.
That is true. That is true.
You know, we spend a lot of time taking selfies because we know they get likes. And so we've had more experience as women doing that. But you can always ask for someone's opinion and ask for help. If you have a trusted female friend, a cousin, a sister, even ask your mom, just be like, which of these photos are the best? I'm trying to put it, you know, fill out my online dating profile, help me choose, help me take photos. So you don't have to go at it alone. Mm-hmm. And most women, if a guy asks for help, like, hey, I'm trying to fill out my online dating profile, can you help me? We will rise to the occasion. We will be your princess in shining armor and be like, all right, here's what we do. Here's what's next. Okay, straighten your hair a little bit. All right, smile a little more, smile a little less. We will go to the ends of the earth as your friends to help support you in achieving your goals in online dating. So I would say women love to be helpful with that sort of thing.
Oh, it makes sense. And plus it's almost a, I think the female's perspective in this regard is always better. Well, not always, because I mean, there's some guys that are photogenic, really good at this stuff. However, I mean, for myself anyways, and the women that I've come across, it's almost like they got a keen eye to know exactly what other women would be more interested in. And a lot of guys, I don't know why, but you know, we kind of figure, I'll fix this, I'll figure it out myself, when it should be the other way around.
Men can be very stubborn. And, you know, I personally have tried to help some guy friends. Some are flexible, like, sometimes it's visual. You know, I have one friend that's very self-conscious when it comes to taking pictures. He has almost no selfies. He's actually pretty handsome, but there's being handsome and then believing you're handsome. And sometimes guys lack the confidence. Mm-hmm. I always say, fake it till you make it. And this is where it's a really good opportunity to enlist the help of a female friend, because your female friends are going to see you for who you are on the inside, as well mm-hmm. as who you are on the outside, and try to work with you in a way, if they're helping you take pictures, to bring some of that good positive energy that you have on the inside out and try to capture that in a photo. So it's helpful to work with a friend, because maybe you're gonna have a conversation, shoot back and forth, she'll say something that makes you laugh and snap the photo, and it'll look really genuine and warm. It'll look really nice. And so there's part of it is just having confidence, and it's important to try, even if you're not feeling confident. Just do what you can, enlist help. I guarantee that you're better than you think you are if you just try. Like, if you're just open and honest, you know, there's women out there who love every body type, whether you're bigger, whether you're smaller, whether, you know, regardless of your ethnicity or how short you are or how tall you are. I know women that love short guys. I know women that love bald guys. I know women that love big guys. Like, there is a woman out there for everyone, or a man. You know, this goes for straight people, and it goes for, you know, LGBTQ people as well. So there's always going to be someone out there for you, but you got to be open to it. And so the book, it gives you framework, but I also touch a little bit in the audiobook about just finding openness. You know, some guys, you can have baggage. Maybe you have previous wounds from a past experience. I don't get too much into that, but if it's something that you need to do internally, like a mental roadblock that's preventing you from meeting somebody, I do touch a little bit on that as well.
Nice. Well, I mean, the way I kind of see it, it makes perfect sense, but I kind of feel like it's like anything else in life. It's like you got to come to terms with, A, you don't know, maybe, you know, what you're doing, or the way that you're doing it might be broken, might need to fix it. And then C, it's kind of like put into practice the proper methods that exists, right? And I think a lot of people need to come to terms with step one in order to get to step three, because I see it when I'm training clients all the time, where it's like, oh, I just don't know what's wrong. It's like, well, you know what's wrong, you just don't want to do it. And that's where you come in and you give them a guide. And I kind of feel like this book is that guide to really steer guys into the right direction.
Yeah, like I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, I had a little conversation with him, and I was like, okay, what's your ideal woman? And, you know, what are the non-negotiables that she must have? And he said, well, she needs to like camping. I was like, camping in a tent? He's like, yeah. And I was like, dude, I've known you for like 5 years and not once have I ever known of you to go camping in a tent. He was like, well, if I had someone to go with, I was like, yeah, but think about it. You spend a lot more time going to restaurants and watching Netflix.
Yeah.
So if she didn't love camping, but maybe you had a bunch of other things in common, do you think you could let that one thing slide? He was like, well, yeah, but she has to like travel. I was like, okay, that's great. Travel can be your non-negotiable, but a lot of women, you know, we get cold easily. Women like to wear makeup. We have our beauty routines. Tents are cold, so you might limit your options because women might like to go glamping. They might like to go in a cabin. They might like to rent an Airbnb, but in a tent, you might limit your options. So is it fair to really limit yourself to she must want this one thing?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I see your point. So it's just in a matter of a 5-minute conversation, his options drastically increased because he realized that having somebody that, you know, you think about your lifestyle during the week, you go to work, you go home, you have the time that you're at home before you go to sleep, you have your weekends, you just having a companion to share those things with, those everyday things with, that's really important. So when you think about just the everyday stuff, you know, I've forced myself to be more flexible and not be hung up on, oh, I have to date a woman, a man or a woman that has, you know, this height or this eye color or this ethnicity. I open it up to like, no, if they have a nice smile, if they just seem attractive, I'm open to different body types, different physical appearances, different length of hair. Mm-hmm. And so you start to realize, oh, wow, I have a lot more in common with a lot of different types of people than maybe I originally gave myself credit for. And so it's basically about keeping an open mind. And a lot of times the person that maybe you end up hitting it off with, or people, plural, it can be different than what you originally intended.
That's interesting. But no, you're right. Because if you limit yourself, you're going to pigeonhole yourself and you're not going to give yourself a whole lot of options. And I think when it comes to the Tinder, because what I hear from some guys, they just swipe. I don't know if it's right or left. They're like, right. The guy just goes and he gets like 1,000 or whatever.
I mean, it is a numbers game. I would say that if you drastically want to increase your chances as a male on Tinder, speaking to women, the best thing that you can do when you match with somebody is, one, to be proactive and be prompt. And so once you get a match within the first 30 minutes, hour, ideally 24 hours. Some apps, you have a 24-hour window. But just to look at their profile, take 20 seconds to point out something in their profile, some hobby of theirs, something that they're doing in their photo, and just say something positive like, oh, wow, you like such and such. Like, I noticed you like this in your profile. Like, hey, pleased to meet you. You can just start with something generic. You can cut and paste like, oh, hey, how's your week going? Or, hey, happy Saturday. Nice to meet you. And follow up with a question and just sending that intro message that's not a one word like, hey, what are you doing? Hi. Like, no, you have to think about it like, okay, if you were going to go into a bar or some sort of extracurricular event and there were people that were single that you had an opportunity to match with, would you go up to that person and just be like, hi? That would be a little awkward. And so if you imagine in your mind like, okay, I'm out with this person in public, I just met them at the bar, like, oh, hey, how's your night going, question mark, that gives them a follow-up, a way to answer. And so a lot of times, like for me, I kind of feel like if a man is not willing to put in effort in the first 5 minutes, that's a good indication of the fact that they're probably not going to put in effort in general. So you got 5 minutes and you got 5 minutes to win that woman over and generate some conversation. And if you don't take initiative, you're going to be missing a lot of opportunities. So some men think that women should message first. I'm a little traditional. I feel like the man should message first, because most of the time, if I've messaged first, it's usually me initiating the effort. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of effort minimalists out there. And even if you are out there just to be casual, you can be like, hi, nice to meet you. Just to be honest, I'm on this app for something casual, but you look like somebody I might enjoy spending time with. Nice to match you. And you, and so many women, I would guarantee, would be blown away by the fact that you're polite, that you don't use any sort of dirty lingo. The time of day is also very important. I would say don't message before 10 o'clock if it's not for a hookup, because usually if it's later, you factor in alcohol. You shouldn't have to say anything gross, anything perverted, anything physical. Just keep it polite. And a lot of women are going to be so impressed. Like, I matched with somebody, I went on a trip to Ireland, and this really nice dude was just like, hey, you seem really attractive. Would you like to come over to my place tonight? And I was like, wow, you know, I just left. I was like, I just left from my trip, but I am so happy that you just were so polite about that, that if I were there, I would have taken you up on your offer. So
interesting.
So times have changed. And just because, you know, our culture is a little bit broken, or maybe we feel defeated, it's important not to let that show in how you present yourself in online dating.
Interesting. And the one question, because you kind of brought up how that guy's approach was like, hey, you know, I'm more casual, but would you come over tonight? For the guys that are just looking to get laid, because I thought Tinder was just a hookup app. Like, that's all I kind of knew it as until recently, where they're like, no, you can actually start dating in that. But for the guys that are just looking for the casual sex strategy, what would it look like for them versus the other guys that are looking for something long term?
Well, you know, they could. I kind of put in the book, I would say that my book in general is more towards people that are maybe looking for a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. But I would say that you would put in your profile maybe the kind of schedule that you, you know, like available most, you know, available weekends, like, or maybe not, maybe just put like, I do this for work, just looking for something casual, no strings attached, or here to have fun. And then inquire within or something.
Yeah.
And maybe put your height. If you live in a big city, for example, where geography is really important, like LA, if you live in the south side of LA and I live in the valley, in traffic, it's going to be an hour and a half. So you might put your neighborhood, like, I live in Echo Park, you know, looking for someone to have a bit of casual fun with, polite, tested, clean, happy to meet for coffee to prove I'm just a regular person. I would say that the willingness to meet in person is first, like, not for sex, is great. Yeah. So most women, maybe they'll want to meet at a bar or have coffee first, just to verify that you seem like a safe person. They can vet your energy. Also, for casual, definitely would say having a social media that proves that you're a real person, and putting that social media link in your bio, if you're okay with it. Because then a woman can then go look and see who you are, check out the vibe of your humanness, see what friends you have, see that you do have friends, that you don't look like an axe murderer, and then be like, okay, this person seems okay.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. So then for the long-term guys, what would they put? What would be the initial kind of point of, well, I guess profile, what would it look like versus the other dudes?
I would say the thing I don't want to see is, in general, is just don't put in your profile, not sure what I'm looking for, or open to anything. You can't be open to anything. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Indecisive is the biggest problem, that even if you think you're not sure, I would guarantee that if you think about it in the moment, if you decide just literally right now, the next 2 or 3 weeks, you could choose one thing, which it can really only be one of a few things. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't put anything that says that you're just kind of, that would imply that you're indecisive. I would not do that. Because if you meet somebody, it could change. I think a lot of guys maybe have that indecisive attitude because it's dependent on the person that they meet. So for somebody that's looking for something more, I would maybe say looking for activity partners, you know, people to go do things with, and then see what's next. or just put looking to meet new people. And then you can leave that up to every person is different. Some women are very eager to be in relationships. They have a sort of urgent need, like, well, if you don't want a relationship right away, it's like, no. The kind of woman that's sane, yeah. You're going to take a little time to get to know them and maybe have a little bit of conversation. So make a point of asking a woman what she's looking for, mm-hmm. and make a point that she knows from you what you're looking for. Okay. And so you just take it as a case by case scenario.
Interesting. And then Tinder versus Bumble, what are the main differences between the two? And
so, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Bumble. I've tried. The one thing about Bumble, I'm pretty sure, is that the woman has to message the man first, within the first 24 hours. And then I think the man has 24 hours to respond before the match goes away. Mm. So I'm not a fan of that. So that's kind of why I put the emphasis on Tinder. I've tried all of the other apps. I've tried Hinge, OkCupid, and eHarmony, which I hate. but Tinder is one of those things where if you you can have a lot of success just using the free option on Tinder. But should you decide to pay, let's say you like to travel, okay, mm-hmm. so you can put in the exact area that you're going anywhere in the world and then put it in your profile. Hey, I'm traveling, looking to meet people to maybe do some tourist activities with while I travel. And then you can match with people in that particular city. So you have a little more freedom with your age parameters. You can choose the age group of the people that you want to match with. And you can also, if you want a little bit more anonymity, say you're an older guy, but you look young for your age. And you don't want to be a victim of age discrimination. You maybe you're 50, but you feel 40. And you don't want to be stuck with a woman that's ready to act old. Maybe you want to date somebody a little younger. Mm-hmm. You can hide your age in Tinder. And if you have a unique name, for example, and you have the kind of industry, maybe you have a very public persona, and you need a little bit of anonymity. You don't want people hunting you down on Instagram or whatever because you have a unique name. You have the opportunity to have a little more anonymity. You can hide your location. So there's just a little more flexibility within the app, which is kind of why I like it.
Gotcha. And age discrimination, what's that all about? Just people don't dig the old guys?
I don't know. So I joke, age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese or wine, I guess. I would say, so I joined this Facebook group a little while ago that was called, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And then another group where women could post photos of their guy friends and say, like, here's what he's looking for. And there were a lot of women that were just like, ugh, he's older. Blah. And really, like, I think that's a small-minded approach. I would encourage men to date different age groups, but I would say that some women are just very ageist, that they think that they need to date somebody exactly in their age group. Mm-hmm. And that if it's an age difference of more than a few years, they think the person's too old, or they think it's maybe wrong for a man to want to date a younger woman. Mm-hmm. But I see nothing wrong with it. You know, there were 23 years between my parents. They had a long, happy, successful marriage. And so I wouldn't limit yourself on the basis of age. If, you know, they're legal and they're mature, women mature earlier than men. And if you're a guy that's maybe been really established in your career and just hasn't been ready to take the plunge, there's nothing wrong with an age difference if you share an emotional and physical connection.
100%. And I was just kind of curious because I figure if I was a chick, I'd probably rather be with an older dude who's got all, you know, probably a little bit better established from a career perspective and probably got his stuff together. So that was kind of weird. I was like, I don't know that maybe chicks are like, no, I'm not really into older dudes or he's too old for me, but that's another thing.
Yes. I mean, sometimes the general idea is that with more age comes more baggage. And so you're going to have more experience. I mean, it's a catch 22. You're going to have more experience. You're going to be more worldly. Hopefully you're going to know what you want a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So it's just personal preference. Personally, I don't limit myself if there's a connection. I think it's really important. America, for example, is a country where we sort of normalized excess, that it's okay to eat excessively and maybe let your health go. But I would say that, you know, if you are going to be an older person trying to get in the dating game, it can help to just try to put an extra effort to take extra care of yourself. And even if you are a bigger person, you can go the extra mile with a great wardrobe and a great haircut. And so even if you are older, if you look great and your energy is great and you're positive, at the end of the day, that's really what matters.
And as far as physical attributes, because I've seen a bunch of memes about this, right, where a lot of women are like, I only date guys that are over 6'2" or whatever. If let's say if it was kind of an X factor that you could put into your portfolio or, I don't know, your profile, would it be wise if you're like, hey, man, I'm 6'4", I should probably put that in there. Would you recommend that? Or you're like, meh, leave your height out of it?
I mean, I have taken a chance personally on guys that are way shorter than I might have normally dated. I dated somebody a while back that was only 5'4". Wow. But he had a wonderful personality. And so you can take it on a case by case scenario. I think if you have a good personality and you're maybe willing to do a bit of legwork in the conversations that you have prior to meeting, you can try to base it on conversation, or you can just take an honest approach. Like, I'm on the shorter side, but I fully make up for it in personality. There's a lot of women out there that love shorter guys. And I personally won't date a guy that's too tall. Like, I've dated a guy that was 6'7". I was like, this is very, very much too tall, because it becomes a dynamics problem. So it's preference. I mean, if you're on the taller side, I would say maybe put it in there. Like, I'm 6'2" because people ask, just put it in there. 6'2", height and weight proportionate, whatever. Or you can have photos that maybe show what size you are in relation to, you know, other objects in the background, so people can get an idea not only of your height, but just your body type. That's a great idea.
Yeah, interesting. Because I mean, I always see that all everywhere where it's just like, I only date guys that are over 6'2", 6'3". I'm like, wow, man, the dating game sucks. Because back in my day, you know, I get away with being 6', but now everybody has to be 6'4" and over.
No, it was interesting. A Facebook group I'm in, there was a woman that posted about, you know, the height difference, that, you know, she'd never dated a shorter guy. She'd really hit it off with somebody. And she was like, well, you know, should I take the plunge? And the number of women who were like, hey, I have a husband who's shorter and it's the best. Yeah. Like, they were fully rallying that this woman should give this guy a chance, even though he was on the shorter side, because, you know, there's just a lot of great men out there that, you know, height, they weren't blessed with height, but they have personality, they have a warm heart, and they have a lot of love to give. So I wouldn't let that be a limiting factor.
No, I mean, I think it's 100% true. I think we place too big of an emphasis on things that really aren't all that relevant to a relationship long term. And I think that's almost just one of those things that you see physically. Yeah, sure, it stands out, and I guess it is awesome. And obviously, I would like to be 6'7". I'm not going to lie, but, you know, it's too late for me. But that being said, you know, it's something that we do take into consideration. However, it's almost like a cherry on top of an excellent sundae, but it's not the sundae. You know, that's built with love and these other things, where I feel like the physical attributes, maybe because our superficial society kind of pays too much attention to that. And I feel like physicality may come into play, and maybe that's why it's been put as such a large emphasis. But at the same time, you know, in real relationships, I don't think it's going to be a deciding factor.
No, I mean, I've definitely, you know, been online in the world and seen couples where I was like, wow, I would not have expected that a person who looks like this would go for a person like that. But, you know, if they have a love connection, that's really what matters. I will say that in general, men might be a little neglectful in the self-care department. So whether that's getting their teeth cleaned regularly, having not just a haircut, but having a nice haircut. So you, instead of going to Supercuts or going to the $10 barber, maybe you go to an actual salon and get a nice haircut and learn how to style your hair. If you have great hair, women love great hair, and it's incredibly sexy if a guy knows what to do with his hair. So taking the time to style your hair, taking the time to style your beard. If you need fashion help, I have a chapter dedicated to that, that you can go to a nice department store, get someone to help you, enlist the help of a female friend. So even if you are not blessed with the, you know, most awesome genetics, whether it's getting your eyebrows waxed or, you know, nose hairs trimmed, beard professionally trimmed, great barber, style the hair, wear a really nice shirt, whiten your teeth if you want. There's so many things that you can do that you do have control over that financially aren't that pricey, that can really help increase your results. So I would say if genetics did not bless you with a great hand, take a look at what you do have control over, just because society is vain and putting your best foot forward is important. And women, we love a guy that knows how to buy and wear a nice shirt and nice jeans, things that fit. Like, I helped a friend of mine. He had clothes that were just falling off of him and he looked like a hobo. Like his, I was like, are you going to go make me balloon animals at a birthday party? Or are you trying to go on dates? Like, what's happening here? So I helped him with some clothes and I helped show him how to style his hair. And, you know, just the boost in his confidence from that point was just incredible. And, you know, there's other things you could do too. Like personally right now, I'm in full metal mouth braces, straightening out the teeth. So anything that you can do, you know, if you have the means to invest, like anything that can boost your confidence, there is nothing wrong with it, whether it's hair transplants, cosmetic surgery, getting a personal trainer, getting on a good diet plan, getting meal delivery. Mm-hmm. If you're too busy to eat right, there's just so many things that you can do that if it boosts your confidence. I know guys that wear toupees and wear hair pieces. My dad wore a full toupee. like nice. I was 10 and he came home one day with hair. It was like the coolest thing. And no one knew. They all thought his hair was fully real. So don't, I would say, you know, women, we're used to doing lots of stuff to improve our appearance, from cosmetics and eyelash extensions to push-up bras. And so there's nothing wrong with a man taking those same advantages. We have the technology, you know, take advantage of it.
100%. But that's the thing, is that I think a lot of guys have difficulty just kind of looking in the mirror, and it's almost, I mean, for myself, I'll talk about myself for a little bit, and like, there's certain times where I'm like, I don't really feel like getting dolled up. So my wife kind of takes care of that. And honestly, I've learned a lot more about self-care from my wife than from myself, honestly, because when I met her, I'm like, I brush my teeth and all that, but I don't really need to see the dentist all the time, do I? I'll go every once every 2 years, you know, and that's kind of where she came in. It's almost like that feminine energy had to be transferred to me to a degree so that I could really understand what self-care was. And now, like, she's like, I'll do your hair. And like, I've always been bald and I actually grew my hair out, right? And then she's like, no, I'll take care of it. I'll do this. And she likes doing that kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But I didn't know that that would actually translate into being attractive to other women, right?
It, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, they say that there's that saying that when men get married, you know, a bunch more women find them attractive. I don't necessarily think it's because they're quote married. I think it's because probably the likelihood is that the woman at that point might be helping them with clothes shopping for date nights, picking out their outfits for special occasions, maybe helping them fix their hair, doing things that they might consider girly. And I know some guys might think, well, if I do these self-care things, that they might think that that might mean that they're not straight. It's like, no, it's not a gender thing. Like in other cultures, for example, I know a lot of men from different cultures that get manicures, just no nail polish. They just get their nails trimmed. Pedicures, also hugely important. Guys definitely neglect their feet, getting the occasional facial. Like, I can't tell you how many guys I've dated, they've had so many blackheads or just like pimples that have just been neglected. So mm-hmm. whether you go on YouTube and maybe look up a good skincare routine, or if you have bad acne, maybe you get a prescription for Accutane to finally kiss your cystic acne goodbye. There's just so many things that you shouldn't shy away from just because you think it's girly, because mm-hmm. really at the end of the day, it's going to go back to increasing your confidence. And if you're not willing to do anything, I always say that it's good to be honest. If you're not willing to do anything at all, like, mm-hmm. like if you want to just stay as you are, like that's cool. But at the end of the day, if you're completely inflexible and not willing to change at all and not willing to engage in self-care, then you're going to have to accept whatever options you get. Like yeah. you can improve the hand you're dealt with, but if you're going to be stubborn, and women don't want to, you know, I have a couple friends who are just like the walking real life version of Pigpen. And whether it's some sort of like how depression manifests itself as a lack of self-care, yeah. You know, they're wonderful human beings, but it's like they've never made the connection that, oh, if I fix my hair and take nice photos with my hair fixed, more attractive women will be interested in me.
It's like, what a concept.
Yeah, like the friend that I gave a makeover, he posted a photo on Facebook, and within an hour, it got 600 likes. Wow. And hordes of women were just like, yes, you look fantastic. You're looking amazing. This is great. But the more interesting thing they said, they're like, it's about time. Like, oh, finally, you have clothes that fit. So all of your women friends might be noticing that there's things that need to change, that maybe you need an update. Like, just because your clothes still fit you from 20 years ago does not necessarily mean that you should still be wearing them. Like,
oh yeah,
you gotta be, you know, in line with the times. So it can always help to have, if you ask a female friend that looks stylish, that takes care of herself, that has a nice outfit, who always looks great, who seems confident, just ask. Even if you barely know her, you're literally just kind of surface level acquaintances, it can't hurt to ask, especially somebody who you think is maybe so hot that they would never go for someone like you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like she's out of my league. That's the exact woman that you should be asking, because she's the kind of person who's like, I have suggestions. I have advice. We can level up. You might be a diamond in the rough. You might be a babe and literally have no idea because you're hidden behind a huge beard and clothes that don't fit. You just, there's no way to know until you open yourself up to the new, to a new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. And what makes it perfect is that, hey, this is coming from a woman. It's a woman's perspective for most dudes who are looking for a woman. So it only makes perfect sense when all the things that you're talking about relate to a lot of dudes who are just usually, deep down, they might know it, but it's almost like we need to hear that before we actually put it into practice, right?
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, like, I'll be honest, I'm vain, and any person that tells you that they're not vain is probably just lying. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. there's levels of vain. Like, I know women that won't date guys that, you know, don't have a six pack. But on the flip side, I also know women that love dad bods and love handles. Like, this Facebook group I'm in, a woman posted looking to meet someone, and she was like, yep, I have a thing for guys with love handles. So it's just like, wow. Again, there's a woman out there for everybody. So you might think, oh, wow, this is so vain. This is so shallow. But really, like, when we're in public, we do judge on the basis of appearances, whether we realize it or not. So me talking about it might be sound vain at first, but really I'm just pointing out the stuff that everyone knows is already happening, but no one has the balls to say. So, yeah. And at the end of the day, it's not so much about like just being vain and just caring about your appearance. It's about what caring about your appearance can do for you and how it makes you feel and how confident it makes you feel internally, and the type and how that confidence translates to people gravitating towards you and wanting to get to know you. 100%. And so it might sound vain, but it helps you so much on the inside as well.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's kind of the energy. Yeah, like there's no denying that. For me, I've always gone to the gym, and I noticed for myself that when I swelled up and I got really fat, I got to like 20% body fat. I'm like, bro, my confidence was gone. Like, I did not feel like I was the same man. So I was like, you know, forget this noise. I'm not doing this again. And honestly, you get back down, you get in shape, and there's something that just kind of radiates from you too, from an energetic perspective, not just the health side of things, but you're right. It's that inner confidence that money can't buy. And that only comes from taking care of yourself. And yeah, you want to make sure you adorn your body with some nice clothes and make sure you put your best foot into the world, man. Like you gotta make sure that you look your best, feel your best. And I think those things are intertwined, because I couldn't imagine feeling good if my beard was all out of whack, if I'm like 400 pounds overweight. I can't imagine I would feel that great. I'm pretty sure that would just show right through if I decided to, you know, or if I was on Tinder, I was a single dude and you're just out of shape, you stink, you don't take care of your BO and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I think it's all tied in.
Yeah, I mean, hygiene is important. Like, I don't want to rule out, you know, some guys, people do have maybe medical conditions, or maybe you just love food and body size is an issue for some people. Some people, you know, they struggle with their weight and they just love food or have medical conditions that make it hard for them to lose weight. So I want to emphasize that love happens at any size. And just because the size you are now might not be the size that you ultimately want to be, it should not prevent you from going out there and meeting people. No. Start where you are now. Like I talked with someone recently where she wanted to wait to put herself on the apps until she got to the gym and was able to lose some weight. I was like, that's not a good strategy, because it puts the idea on the fact of like, I'll be happy when, and you can't put it on I'll be happy when. It's better to just own where you are now, and, you know, don't avoid buying clothes. Like a lot of women, for example, have clothes in a variety of sizes, because some of us, our weight fluctuates by, you know, anywhere between 10 to 20 pounds. And so we have clothes in different sizes. So don't let your size or lack of hair or whatever stop you from meeting somebody, because like, I'm telling you that there's a lot of women that love bigger guys. Like I know a guy who's very, very large guy, but you know what? His wardrobe is on point. He's got some nice button downs. He's got some nice, you know, hats. He's got good trousers. He's got good shoes. So he always looks great. And you can tell that he radiates confidence because he goes out of his way to put in that effort. And so whether you set aside a budget or, you know, set aside time every month, it's just going to help you. It's the extra step that sometimes is the missing link in that internal roadblock that prevents you from meeting somebody. And I could tell you of the friends that I've maybe helped with sort of tweaking their appearance, the difference in their confidence when they start getting a few compliments, like their size hasn't changed. They haven't changed their workout routine. They haven't lost weight, but you know what? Their clothes fit them for the size they are now. And people notice, and it changes how people treat you. It changes the level of positivity with how people perceive you, and first impressions, they really do matter. So
they are, yeah. There's no denying that. I mean, people, that's kind of my issue too with like the accept your body and this, that. It's kind of like, yes, I think we should, and we should love ourselves, this, that, and the other, but there's still the health perspective. And for me, it's just like the internal workings of the mind. Like the mind, it's almost like, yes, people can say all these different things and about how, oh, you're beautiful. I'm like, well, to a degree, but I can tell you firsthand that I did not feel like I was the same man at 270 than I am now. Like I did not feel like I was the same guy. And that's going to play into it, right? And something that I think we should address, because I'm big into health and I'm like, hey, you know, it's not good for the heart, but we should always consider different things. However, you can always get the ball rolling wherever you are. So I think that's always important to keep in mind too.
Yeah. And, you know, for some people, like I've acknowledged some people, they just love food. They're a bit on the lazier side, and that's their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if that's your lifestyle and if you're happy where you are, that's cool. But also it's important to what I call date in your lane, which will probably make me sound very shallow, very vain, and very awful. But I've had friends who don't take care of themselves at all and maybe have some health issues and maybe engage in some habits that make their health even worse, whether it's excessive drinking or excessive smoking. But they have a disconnect with looking in the mirror or just self-evaluating, and then will try to go for somebody that's definitely out of their league. And so it's like, look, if you're not taking care of yourself at all, then what incentive does a woman who clearly invests a lot in her appearance have to get with somebody when you're not doing anything to make sure you stick around for a long time? Like you have to accept that, okay, well, if I'm not going to take care of myself, and if this is just the way I'm going to stay, and I have no desire to change, then I need to be realistic about the types of women that will be attracted to me. And there's always exceptions to the rule that, you know, there it's a scale. Like if you make, I mean, this will sound awful, but it's true. If you make a fuckload of money, there's women that will prioritize, okay, he's got good money. He's got a good career. He's got nice cars. He has the financial ability to have a mortgage and a family. And so that the whole adage of ugly rich dudes with hot models, it's a thing, because money for some women, and that's the more important factor. But it's important to be realistic and not think, like, keep an open mind, but if you're going to be inflexible, realize it's just going to limit your options.
100%. But on that note, Kevin, I can't believe it's already been an hour. Had a great
time. Oh, wow.
Time definitely flew. So tell us, where can we find you on social media, and tell us more about where we can find the book as well.
So if anybody has any questions, you can always email me. It's cavil.helm@gmail.com. And my Instagram, I need to fill it out, but it will be more filled out in the future, I promise. It's author Cavil Helm. And if people want to download the book on Kindle, Audible, it's on Audible. And then there's a Kindle ebook on Amazon, and they're both available there. So if you search A Man's Guide to Tinder or just search my name, it should come up in the first page there.
Fantastic. I had a great time talking to you, and you know, can't wait to learn more from you. I think I might have you on later to talk more about dating and what guys can do to improve in the real world as well.
Yeah. And I will say that, you know, the book is for men, but no matter what gender you are, the advice in the book is definitely helpful for both genders. So
awesome.
Ladies can check it out too.
Definitely. All right. With that being said, see you guys in another episode.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.